Hi, my name is Gabe Arnold. I'm the founder and CEO of Business Marketing Engine. And today we're going to talk about the three key areas you must invest in to grow your business consistently. And these are areas that we're all aware of, but we don't always take time to focus and dedicate time or energy or processes to. And so I'm going to break down for you these three key areas and give you kind of a way to think through and identify where should you focus your time. Because when we identify a model to use, we're able to focus and work on one area at a time. And that way we can cycle through those different areas and continue to see growth across the board. So stay tuned and I'll break these down for you. In business, it's easy to get overwhelmed with the complexity of things that we're trying to achieve. It's also easy to get overwhelmed with just the noise level and all the responsibilities and all the things that are going on. And if we get too far into our business and we're just focusing on tasks, it's easy to be in a position where we don't zoom out and we don't evaluate what does the business need from me right now? How can I work on the business? We all hear that phrase. It's important to work on the business, not just in the business, but how do we actually do that? That's what we're going to kind of break down and think through here today. And so I want to just give you three simple areas of your business. Different businesses have, you know, some different layers to them, but primarily in business, we have marketing, we have sales, and we have operations. Those are three key areas. And I'll kind of break down inside of those, you know, what other components are inside of there. But if one thing that you can do today, I would encourage you to take out a notepad, make a couple notes. This will only take a minute, is just list down marketing, sales, and operations. And then on a score of 1 to 10, score yourself, just, you know, subjective evaluation will give you a starting place and say, okay, in marketing, you know, we're a 5 or a 6. In sales, maybe we're a 3 right now. In operations, you know, we're a 4 or we're an 8. And just give yourself a baseline scale where you kind of grade each area. Once you do that, you can take your lowest performing area and say, okay, how do we invest in this? How do we change this? So from a marketing perspective, there's multiple different channels and options and ways that you can share how your product, your service will be valuable to the people that need it. And marketing is just showing people that your product, your service is the best option to solve their need. Unfortunately, I've heard people say this multiple times. I actually heard it on a call earlier today, which I understood the intention, but didn't agree with it. I've also seen some of the big influencers in the industry that many of you know who they are post things like the only thing in business that matters is marketing. That's not true. If you just market and market and market and then people buy from you directly or through a sales process and you don't have strong operations and you don't deliver on what you promise, there is a government entity in our country called the FTC. And there's different kind of entities like this around the world. If you don't deliver on what you promised, then the FTC will come in and say, hey, you're screwing your customers and we're shutting you down or we're fining you. So I bring that up because none of these three key areas, marketing, sales, and operations, are standalone and more important than the other two. They actually need to be invested in consistently over time so they're all leveling up and so you don't have one that has a huge deficiency. But by starting with asking yourself, okay, how do I grade where my marketing is at today? How would I grade how our sales is at today? How do I grade where my operations, you know, and delivery is at today? That allows you to say, okay, what is the area in the business that needs the most help? And then focus on that for a quarter or two, whatever planning system you put in place, however you set goals and work through those. If you look at marketing and say, marketing's not quite where I want it to be, it's a 4 or 5, and I want it to be a 9 or 10, why did you score it that way? If you score your marketing lower, is it because you don't feel like you're putting the right offer in front of the audience? Or did you score it that way because you're just not getting enough leads, enough people calling you, opting in, emailing you, responding to your marketing messages so you can start that next step conversation in sales or driving them to the right product or service? By identifying we have a deficiency here, then you can ask yourself, without thinking about channels or steps or all the technicalities, stay at the 50,000 foot level and say, okay, what's the main thing I would want to change? One or two or three things. And by identifying that, then you can say, okay, if I need more lead flow, are we going to do that internally? Are we going to bring in a consultant? Are we going to work with an agency? How are we going to solve this problem so that we level up our marketing to match sales and operations? If you look at sales and say, okay, you know, this is a, you know, below the score that I want, you can say, okay, do we have an actual sales process written out? Do we have a sales script? Have we taught, you know, our sales team, and are we investing in ourselves if we're doing sales too, to really understand the why behind the questions we ask and really understand the perfect client avatar that we're going after? Have we made the investment so that when we get on a sales call, there's a consistent process, we make offers the same way, we're leading that prospect forward and giving them leadership so they understand how they can solve their problems? You can identify and say, okay, where do I think the big holes are? We're having a bunch of sales calls, but we're not closing enough. So who do I bring in to get support to solve that problem? Same thing operationally. If you ask yourself and say, okay, what's our score 1 to 10? You know, maybe we're a 6 right now, but we really want to be an 8, 9, or 10. We want to make improvements there. Then ask yourself, what is the customer journey that you're taking your customers through? When they first sign up, what do you do to onboard them so there's clear expectations and they know what they're going to be responsible for, what you're going to handle? Are you really giving them a clear vision of, we're starting here, these are the steps we're going to take, this is the destination we're going to reach together? And is there really effective communication and support and positive, helpful coaching for the customers and clients that you bring in so that they feel supported all the way and they don't feel like they get lost in the middle? A lot of times, if we're super strong in marketing and or sales, it's easy to let operations slip a little bit. And you'll know that operations are slipping when you move people into delivery and they're with your operations team. If you're not retaining people for a long period of time, if they're dropping off in a few months or they're not even sticking through your initial program, then you know you have a delivery problem, which is under operations. And so by just taking time to evaluate and say, okay, where are my actual numbers at? What am I seeing is working and not working? And even again, that simple, somewhat subjective, you know, 1 to 10 scale that you can do for marketing, sales, and operations, it gives you clarity. It gives you a roadmap to say, here's the pieces that I know I want to invest in next. Here's the pieces I want to work on. And one of the funny things that has happened to me over and over, and it's actually proof that you're doing the right thing in business, is when I invest in marketing, then sales typically breaks because we're getting more leads. And so then I have to work on sales to get that stable. When we have marketing and sales stable, then operations typically has challenges and there's things that break there. And then I have to invest in growing that. When operations is super strong, then we typically need to scale up marketing and sales. And so you have essentially this three, you know, this triangle steering wheel of marketing, sales, and operations, and they're all tied together. And so by just having the realization that a good friend of mine has said to me for years, if you're doing, if you're doing things right in business, something will always be broken, then that's a good sign because it means you're investing, you're growing one area of the business, and it's going to create positive pressure on the next area. And you work on that, positive pressure in different areas. And you're constantly just evaluating and investing, making refinements and improvements. And that's what allows you to continue to grow and scale. Don't allow yourself to just fall in love with one section of your business because the other parts will suffer. Zoom out and ask yourself, how do I really serve my team and my clients and my prospects at all stages and all through all different areas in the business? And that's what's going to allow you to invest wisely, grow consistently, and get the results that you want. If you need support in any of these three areas, marketing, sales, or operations, please reach out. You can reach us at businessmarketingengine.com. Or you can message down below or send me a message or comment down below. And I will either be able to share with you the resources and support that we can give you, or I can point you in the direction of some amazing people in my network that will help you grow as well. I appreciate you taking time to tune in today, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's show.